Well, hey, and welcome back to 30X Day 7. 30X Life is all about helping you learn the knowledge that you need to build the life that you want. You know, choosing to build the life you want is a major step, and I'm, you know, just by buying or participating here in 30X, you're really acknowledging the fact that you've chosen to build a different type of life to the average person. You've chosen to be proactive at building the life that you want to have, not the life that you were handed, the life that you want to have. And this is a great thing and a great reality to have, is that I can build the life I want to have. It is possible for me to build the life I want to have. And, you know, I can actually do that. I don't need to have anyone's permission. I can change. I can build the life that is there for me. And I'm glad you're getting that reality, or that you've already got that reality, and that's why you're participating here with us. So, today we're going to look at the formula for building the quality of life that you want. How does that actually work? Where do we start? How does it build through so that we can build a great quality of life for ourselves? See, you know, I teach wealth, so 30X Business, 30X Wealth, and here on 30X Life, it's real interesting that a rich life is not just one of financial riches. A rich life is one of friends, family, health. You know, all the different aspects of experiences and travel and things and music and movies and great food and great enjoyable wines and stuff, all of those things, they're part of a rich life. So in doing that, we got to look at, well, what is it that builds a great quality of life? How do we build a rich life, and what is the process for that? Well, let's start right at the bottom. At the bottom here, where we start is with the quality of your mentor or teacher is the starting point of this whole thing. So let's examine how to get a mentor, how to get people around you that can teach you. So, of course, you can go out there and hire a good coach. If you know of any good coaches, yes, of course you do. Action coaching, great, engage and grow, bucket list coaches. There's coaches all across the world that can come and help you grow your life, grow your business, whatever it is you're looking to do. Now, finding a mentor is different. A mentor is not someone you pay to be coaching you. A mentor is someone who's been where you want to go and is willing to offer you advice along the way. I would suggest looking for two or three different mentors in your life. You might want a mentor in relationships. You might want a health mentor. You might want a mentor in finances. You might want a mentor in business. Starting to think about those who could be mentors to you. Now, it doesn't have to be a formal relationship. It doesn't have to be anything more than you know them and you hang out with them and you ask them questions every now and again. That's all it really needs to be. But thinking about areas in your life where you would like a mentor is entirely different to what most people do. Most people think, yeah, it'd be great to have a mentor, but they don't go seeking them. They don't go asking for them. They don't go finding them. My goal is to get you to start thinking about what's one area of life where you would really like a mentor. Is it business? Is it finance? Maybe it's just an overall life mentor, someone who's been successful, who you get to know and hang out with and learn about life and learn about every area of life. It doesn't have to be one specific area. Finding a mentor, asking them, you've got to remember one thing. The mentor is always loving to give advice, okay? But if you ask them specifically, will you be my mentor? Yeah, you know what? It's probably going to get an answer with a no. If you said, hey, would you mind if every now and again we caught up and I asked you a couple of questions? You're probably going to get a yes, okay? So just make sure you don't put them in a position where they want to say no. Put them in a position where they want to offer you advice. Now, another way of having a great mentor or teacher, books. You can buy a lot of books. Another way, YouTube. Another way, videos like this. Another way, blog posts, etc. YouTube channels, Roku channels. All the different methodologies where you can be in touch with great mentors, okay? You don't have to have them actually right there in your life. Your mentors may be people that you meet only through books or only through webinars or only through online learning. It really doesn't matter where, as long as you are getting them into your life. Now, mentors and teachers, not just mentors, but mentors and teachers. So that means you might need to go back to school. You might want to go back to college. You might want to look at that sort of stuff. But the quality of that person is really important. Now, one other way to get yourself mentored without having a specific single mentor or a specific coach, and that is joining mastermind groups. I think mastermind groups are a massive part of success. I think mastermind groups are a very, very powerful way for you to have people that are around you that maybe they're not massively successful, but maybe they're one or two steps ahead of you. Maybe they're better at some areas than you are, and you're better at other areas than they are. You know, it's a mastermind group is a good thing. Now, if you can't join one, start one. It's quite okay for you to start a mastermind group. You know, it might even just be some friends who you're going through 30X with and watching this video with, where you're helping each other out. You know, mastermind groups are a very, very powerful way for you to get advice from a group of people who care about you, who want you to succeed, and want you to perform better. I'm always thinking about which group am I hanging out with, and sometimes the best way is to join a mastermind group, other times it's to create a mastermind group. If you want more success, getting a mastermind group around you, very, very powerful. You go back to, you know, one of the original texts on success, Think and Grow Rich. Very big part of it is having a mastermind group around you of people that can help you succeed. So, level two in our quality. By the way, before I get to level two on that ladder of getting to the quality of life, I want to just remind you of one thing. If you want to work with a mentor, a great coach, a mastermind group, at some point, you've got to get over, you've got to get over your ego. You got to be willing to take advice. You got to be willing to accept other people's ideas, willing to accept criticism, in fact. Well, I guess a major part of success is the ability to handle advice, to handle criticism, to handle new ideas, to handle other people giving you thoughts on what you should be doing. It's very easy to get stuck in the, well, I know what I'm doing, or I should know what I'm doing, therefore I got to be strong and prove that I know what I'm doing, and I'm prove that I'm right, and that, you know, that's easy to fall into that trap. I would suggest, though, that at some point, if you want to be super successful, you got to a degree, you got to commit ego side. You got to kill off that ego and allow others to give you thoughts and opinions to help you succeed. Allow others to give you ideas and advice. You know, ego side is a lot harder than what most people think it is, and a lot easier if you know what the goal is and why you're doing it. So if you're willing to have a great mentor and teacher, then be coachable, be teachable. You know, you've got to be willing to do that. You've got to be willing to accept that information from other people. And sometimes it's not the best things that you're hearing, because sometimes you've got to make change. When you join a mastermind group, sometimes you've got to have a thick skin, because, hey, sometimes they're going to confront you with the things that you don't want to be confronted with. Okay, up to level two. Quality of knowledge and education. The quality of teacher or mentor gives you the quality of education. The more knowledge, the better knowledge. You know, you can spend years learning a certain subject when that subject's going to have very low impact on the future growth of where you're going, versus you go and learn a subject that's real important to where you need to go. See, the quality of the education, it's not quantity of education, it's quality of education around the subject you're learning or around the goals you have is going to be a major part of the determining and the quality of life. So when we're looking at our education and we're looking at it, of course, we take into account who is the mentor, who is the teacher, what knowledge are they bringing to the table. But we got to sit there and start looking at, is the knowledge that I'm doing stretching my thinking? Am I reading books that are just adding to, oh, yeah, that makes sense, I've read about that before, yep, that makes sense. Or are you reading things that are totally new subjects? Are you studying things that are out of your realm of normal understanding? Like, you know, maybe you've never been in sales, then great, maybe taking a sales course is the next thing to do. Maybe you've never, you know, when you're looking at your career progression, it's not about learning more about doing the current job well. It's about learning for the next job and the job above that. You know, what is two promotions away in knowledge that you need to be learning? So sometimes it's just about, you know, learning good information. Other times it's about learning info that is stretch for you, that is much bigger for you, that's out of your current realm or out of your current concept of what you should be learning, but it is where you need to be in two or three steps time type thing. So the quality of education is not just the quality of the mentor. Sometimes it's, are they teaching you stuff at the level that you want to be taught at or at the level you need to be taught at to hit the goals you want to hit? Push yourself harder to get that higher level knowledge rather than just the standard knowledge about where you're at and one step ahead type thing. Push yourself to stretch your learning and stretch to a whole new place. That then takes us to the quality. See, the quality of mentor gets the quality of knowledge. The quality of knowledge and education breeds about the quality of beliefs and dreams. You know, once you've learned a bunch more, you can believe in yourself a lot more. Once you've learned what's possible, you can build bigger dreams, bigger goals for yourself. As you get better and as your knowledge grows, you start to believe in being capable of hitting the next level. You know, I guess the easiest way to describe this is it's hard to see around the corner until you're at the corner. Well, it's hard to have a massive dream until you've achieved this base goal type thing. It's hard, once you've achieved this goal, you go, wow, that goal happened. Maybe I should set a bigger goal. Oh, wow, that one happened. Maybe I should set a massive goal. See, it's oftentimes that as we get more and more educated, as we learn more, grow more, it makes it easier for us to believe in that next stage, easier for us to believe in that happening for us. Oh yeah, I believe it can happen for others, but I'm not sure it'll happen for me. As you get more and more successful, as you build more momentum in your goals and achieving those goals, then your level of belief in you, your level of belief in your dreams, your level of belief in your goals becoming real is very powerful. So as you're getting more knowledge, it's increasing your belief in your dreams. As you're getting more education and you're getting more information, it's increasing your ability to dream larger. I was sitting with some clients of mine from Action Coach just recently, and, you know, when they first started working with their coach, they were doing less than $1 million a year. Now they're doing 4 or 5 million a year, and they're setting goals of 20 million a year, 100 million a year. And you sit down with them and you go, did you ever think that would be a goal you'd be setting? And they're like, absolutely not. We thought $1 million was an amazing goal. You know, we thought if we could do $1 million a year, that would be phenomenal. And now they're setting goals for tens, twenties, hundreds of millions. That to me is a simple example of the more you can learn, the more you can grow, the more you can apply, the better your beliefs and dreams will become, the higher quality of your beliefs and dreams. Now, if we increase the quality of your beliefs and your dreams, what we then do is increase the quality of your questions. So let me give you a very base example of that, okay? If, let's say I've set a new goal, and the new goal is to do 10 million a year rather than 1 million a year. See, the old goal was, how do I make a million a year? The question was a million-dollar question. The new goal or the new question is, how do I make 10 million a year? See, the question, the quality of the question is far greater now than it was before. We're asking the higher quality question, which leads to higher quality answers. So let's stay on this on the questions. How do we ask better quality questions? Well, very simply put, if you've got bigger dreams, you're now asking not how do I fly to a vacation, it's how do I fly first class to a vacation. Maybe not even how do I fly first class to a vacation, how do I fly in a private jet to my vacation? See, these questions are the sort of questions that we want to be asking on a very regular basis. This level of question is the level of question we want to be asking on a very regular basis. The fact that we have low dreams and low goals and lower beliefs means we only ask small questions. I'll give you this one happened the other day. Literally, guy pull up in the set of lights, and the guy's there, and he's begging for money. And he says, sir, can you spare a dollar? He could have asked, sir, can you spare $5? $10? Sir, can you spare $100? No, I can't spare $100, but here's $50. See, with the same breath, if you ask a small question, you get a small answer. And too often I find people in life, don't really ask for the entire question. They don't ask for the whole thing. Why? Their beliefs and dreams aren't where they want to be. Why? Because their knowledge and education isn't where it wants to be, because their mentors and teachers aren't where they need to be. So you got to look at it that as you build your dreams and build your goals, it allows you to ask better questions. See, let me give you an example of someone even just not asking a question to asking a question because of their beliefs and dreams. You walk up and you see your amazing ideal house. You see this dream house and it's like, wow, isn't this phenomenal? The average person will go, oh, I can't afford it. The 30Xer, you know what we'll ask? Huh, I wonder how I can afford it. Ultimate 30X is, I wonder how I can afford this and have other people pay for it for me. You know, but do 30X wealth for that sort of stuff. Ultimately, the better the questions, the better the quality of decisions. If I can increase the quality of my questions, I'll increase the quality of my decisions. Because by asking a bigger question, I'm increasing my capacity to answer it with a much bigger answer. So my decisions come from, obviously, my answers. My decisions come from great questions. And this is why sometimes having a coach or having a mentor is real important. Your coach, what is their main job? Your coach's main job is to ask you questions. See, they ask you the questions you don't even know to ask yourself. By me teaching you here today, I'm asking you questions that you didn't even know to ask yourself. Therefore, the quality of the question is better, the quality of the decision is going to be better. Sometimes it takes other people asking you the questions for you to get real high quality questions, for you to get real high quality decisions. And ultimately, that's the goal of a great coach, is to ask you the bigger questions, the better questions, to do that. I remember sitting with a client as a coach where he said, you know, Brad, we want to be getting to this much per month. And I said, why wouldn't we double that? And they both looked at each other and they looked at me and they looked at each other and they looked at me and said, well, I don't know. We just sort of picked that number. I said, great, let's pick a different number. You know, sometimes someone asking you a high quality question, that's why I love being an unreasonable friend. Sometimes the high quality question leads to a far better decision. And sometimes you, me, us, sometimes we are just not capable of asking ourselves the massive question because we don't even know what to ask. So sometimes it's better to get outsiders asking us questions. Now, high quality question leads to high quality decision. High quality decision obviously leads to high quality actions. High quality actions leads to high quality results. High quality results leads to a high quality of life. Rich life comes from rich, having great mentors who build your knowledge, who build your beliefs and dreams, who get, therefore you ask better questions, make better decisions from your answers, get a better quality of action, and ultimately better results and a better quality of life. That being said, all of this is going to mean growth. All of this is going to mean challenge. All of this is going to mean getting outside of your comfort zone. What's comfortable? Well, anything can be comfortable if we learn about it. Anything that we can learn and get comfortable with and learn and grow so that we know more about it, we're better at it, and so on and so forth. Comfort zone is just another excuse for people to use to say, well, you know, I'm not comfortable with doing that. Well, let's do it a couple of times, and then you'll be comfortable with it. Not a complex thing. So please don't ever use comfort zone as a thing. If you get a good mentor, part of their job is to push you outside of your comfort zone. You got a great coach, their job, their desire is to get you outside of your comfort zone as often as possible and to push you into that. You know, and the challenge here on 30X is real simple. And one of the reasons I do this for 30 days is it something that's uncomfortable for you on day one, by day 30, I've got you comfortable with it. See, part of 30X is getting you more and more comfortable with change, more and more comfortable with growth, more and more comfortable with you being an amazing success, more and more comfortable where you accept it and you go, you know what, this, I'm already comfortable with being a massive success. I'm already comfortable with being in this position. I'm already comfortable with having massive wealth and massive health and great relationships and a fantastic life for myself. That's part of your comfort zone expanding so that you're willing to have all of this. A great mentor will bring you to that point. Yeah, you might have to commit egocide or suicide. And yeah, along the way, you might get doubters. You might even get haters. In fact, let's just spend a minute on that because I think this is an interesting one. You know, when I was growing up, doubters was a thing. You know, you got doubters because, hey, you know, it's people would doubt you. But there wasn't this thing called social media. So there weren't 2,000 people that knew what my goals were. There weren't 2,200 people seeing what I was doing with my life. 10,000 people. Now for me, hundreds of, you know, I mean, it's just insane. But you sit back and you think about it. Where did haters come from? Haters came from social interaction online. You know, because we can share it online, it's easy for someone to attack it online. I want to spend a minute on this because, very simply put, I'll be real blunt about this. Let me just do that. Haters are a sign you are achieving something. Doubters are a sign that your goals and dreams are big enough. You know, great, massive dreams and goals scare the heck out of small-minded people. People who are going for their goals and going for what they want to achieve in their life create haters because those who aren't going for it are sitting there going, well, you know, I got to hate on them because they're doing something I'm not willing to do. Will it happen? Yes. Would we prefer it didn't happen? Yes. You know, it would be much nicer in life if you didn't have doubters, if you didn't have haters, you didn't have the people who wanted you to not achieve what you wanted. Life would be much easier that way. But hey, there is a test for success. It's kind of like if you're going to be successful, then there's certain people going to get in the way of that, and it's just like a test. It's just like a hurdle to jump over. Yep, great little hurdle. Let me jump that hurdle. So doubters and haters, they're going to happen. You get outside of your comfort zone, pushes them outside of their comfort zone just to watch you achieving what you're achieving, just to see you achieving what you're achieving. You know all you can do with doubters and haters? Thank them. That's all you can do. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for your thoughts. Hey, thanks for giving me more fuel to my fire so that I'm burning harder and fire, and I've got more passion of what I'm going to do. Now, that being said, let's flip it over for a second. Where you show gratitude, you get more. So in life, if you show gratitude, you get more results. What does that mean? It means if you give people thanks, if you show thankfulness, if you show gratitude, you will get better results than people who don't. If you are grateful for someone paying their bills on time, if you're grateful for a gift someone gave you, if you're grateful for having a customer, if you're grateful for having a job, you should thank people. You know, where you show gratitude, you get more. If you're not willing to show gratitude, do not expect more. Gratitude is a sign of respect. See, let's just talk money just for a second. If you are not respectful with money, don't expect more money. If you're not grateful for the money you got, don't expect more money. If you're not grateful for the home you live in, if you're not grateful for the people in your life, if you don't, and not just think gratitude, you got to show gratitude. You've got to share gratitude. Gratitude in your head doesn't work. Gratitude's got to be something you share with people. Share with them. Express them the gratitude. Send them a thank you note. Call them up. Say thanks. Be grateful for what you've got. You know, be grateful for what's coming your way. Now, gratitude is combined with celebration. Okay? Celebrating, having a birthday party. Like, I always ask people in my seminars, you know, raise your hand if you think you're great at celebration. And I get a bunch of hands go up. Not a lot, bunch. And then I'll ask everyone in the room, raise your hand if you buy yourself a birthday present or a Christmas present every year. And guess what? Very few hands go up. And it's like, hang on a second. You got to celebrate success. You got to celebrate life. You got to celebrate what you're achieving in life. A birthday is a major celebration. Got another year up, you know? You start thinking about it in business, people are some of the worst celebrators that there are. People are their work. They don't want to celebrate the success. All they want to do is well, you know. And see, I'm the owner of a business, and I might not need to celebrate, but my team might need to celebrate. You know, we might need to celebrate a few things that we've achieved and doing great stuff. That being said, one side of the coin, there's the doubters and haters. The other side of the coin, there's the gratitude and celebration. Show more gratitude for the great things happening in your life and more great things will come up. Celebrate. See, celebration is a form of gratitude. Celebrate your birthday. Celebrate the successes that you're having. Be okay with celebrating. I just want to touch on one subject with that. I've met a lot of people over the years who they've had a great success, but they're not willing to allow the people around them know that they're successful. Give me a simple example. A gentleman I knew, very successful, great business, doing phenomenal, always wanted to own a Ferrari. Always wanted to own a Ferrari since he was a wee lad. Didn't buy one. Why? Was too worried about what everyone would think of him. Too worried about it. If you're worried about what others are going to think of you, you're not going to celebrate that well. Celebrate, enjoy it. Listen, people are going to judge you one way or the other. You may as well be doing what you want and be judged for doing what you want rather than being judged for not doing what you want. Okay? Celebrate. Show gratitude. Enjoy. Thank the haters. Thank the doubters. Move on. Okay? So, we start at the bottom. Great mentor builds us up. Knowledge, beliefs, questions, decisions, therefore actions and results, and therefore a great quality of life. Great quality of life isn't all we need to understand today. Okay? You've got to start asking yourself better questions, no doubt about it. You've got to find better mentors, whether it's through books or reading or blogs or videos or like me here with you today. However it is that you can push yourself and your knowledge base outside your comfort zone so that you can get there. But ultimately, we have to understand one thing. We're at day 7 of 30X. My job is not to just change to give you knowledge. My job is not just to give you information. My job is to help you change the way you think, to change the way you approach life, to change the way you approach the world, to change the way you approach relationships, money, people, change the way you approach health, change the way you approach your life. 30X Life is really about changing the way you think. What to do, how to do it, is real important. It is. What to do and how to do it is real important. Why we are doing it is the most important. Because if you understand why, if you understand why you are doing something, the how and the what comes real easy. If you don't know why, the other stuff doesn't really matter because you're probably not going to implement it. So my job here as your coach is to help you change the way you think, to help you change the way you approach life. We want an amazing quality of life. You want an amazing quality of life. To get that, we're going to have to increase your knowledge base and do all of those wonderful things. But to get there, ultimately, we got to change the way you think. We got to start thinking in a different manner. We got to start thinking bigger. Obviously, we've touched on that so far in 30X. We got to start thinking more comprehensively. We got to start thinking about our life as something we are designing, not something we are living. It's not just about living the life you've been given. It's about designing the life you want to live. It's about designing the person you want to be. About designing the dreams and the goals and the plans and the learning. About designing all of this. It's about a proactive approach to your life. It's about changing the way you attack life. About changing the way you want your life to be. And saying, this is what I choose. I choose this life. I want to do this life. I want to do it a life that makes sense. I want to do a life that works for me. So changing your way you live your life starts with changing the way you think about life. Proactive. Building a great life for you, your family, your friends, the people you care about the most. But ultimately, it's remembering. 30X is about designing the life that you want to live, not just living the life you were given. Design your life. That's what it's about. Tonight's homework is about getting down there and starting looking. Where do I need more mentors? Where do I need more teachers? Who do I need more quality of that? I got to get outside of my comfort zone, get rid of that ego so that I'm willing to take the advice and the criticism and willing to grow. But the other thing I want you to do is homework tonight, I want you to pick something to celebrate. What's something you've been doing lately that's been pretty great? Even if what you're celebrating is the fact that you're 7 days into 30X and that you're on path and that you're on track. Hey, this is 30X. Let's do this.